What's up, OBB fam? It is Toast. And when it came to their tagline, the Ed Morse Automotive Group could have said anything, but they went with backed by Morse. They want their customers to know that when they buy from Ed Morse, they are backed by Ed Morse. And right now, during the Get Backed event, every vehicle is on sale and backed by Morse. New vehicles are backed by Morse with price protection promises. All used vehicles are on sale and backed by Morse with thorough inspections and warranties. Even your service is backed by Morse with a price match guarantee. Shop hundreds of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, all the best makes and models, all on sale, and all backed by Morse. Ed Morse even has your back with low finance rates on all your favorite vehicles, and you already know their lower finance rates mean lower monthly car payments. So make this the year you get backed by Morse. Shop an amazing selection of vehicles with unbeatable deals, all backed by Morse. Find a location nearest you and go to edmorse.com today. But remember, you're only backed by Morse when you buy from Morse.
Coming to you from the middle of Kane's country, you're listening to the number one rated football podcast in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, la.
These are the Orange Bowl Boys.
Brought to you by Ed Morse. Join the 1.75 million people that have been backed by Morse. With the price protection promise, Ed Morse will match any competitor's price or refund you up to $7,500.
Here's Toast, Roman, and Scoop.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mario Era, episode 4.
Cuatro.
You still didn't learn how to say Mario Era in Spanish.
Mario Era.
Mario!
Mario Era. Hey, Era's a good one.
Could be, sure. What's up, boys?
Oh, Mario.
Welcome.
What is up?
Welcome
to the show.
Boy, it is getting busy in these parts.
It is. It is. Before we get into all the Kane stuff, Scoop, I got to give you acknowledgement. For a number of months, anytime we've talked about TV, you always throw out the name of SEAL Team as a show that people need to jump on and check out, and you're a huge fan of it.
Sure.
It's on the Paramount Network.
Now and, it is, yeah. It
was I NBC went ahead and I tapped into that. I'm in the middle of season one, like halfway through it. And okay. It's a fun show. It's great episode to episode. I wish there was more that carried over from episode to episode, because every episode has to have a mission, you know, obviously, because they're a SEAL team.
Starts to elongate itself.
Okay. The coolest part.
The storyline gets longer. The missions get longer.
So I got to think, bro. Like, I think the German Shepherd they have in the movie is like a real bomb dog.
He's got to be.
He has to be, because he... Yeah. Dude, this dog, holy crap. Yeah,
he's legit, right?
Dude, he's jumping out of airplanes. It's fun. It's pretty good. Yeah,
no, it's a great show. The cinematography on that show.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You just have anxiety when you're watching it. You know, I mean, it really does. Like, it's the worst to watch that before you go to sleep. Because you're so on edge.
Yeah.
And it's like, but everything elongates.
It's good stuff.
The story starts to get longer and more involved. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. Yeah. If you just stick with it, let it kind of curate, it will be really happy about it.
Yeah, it's good so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ro, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. I do not watch a lot of television, so I don't make any plans to watch that show. But I am watching Book of Boba because I'm a big Star Wars nerd.
Yep,
and it's been okay.
Yeah, I got two episodes. The one that dropped today and last week, so I still got to watch. But yeah, it's not The Mandalorian.
So far, no.
But
no,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know what they need to have? They need to come up with their own version of a Baby Yoda for that show.
Yeah, it's true. You know, because you got to get to episode 3, and no spoilers, but they go Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in it. When you watch it, you'll know. It's just, I was like, what the? I'm just waiting for that, you know, what was that, like, smoke cloud genie guy that would give him missions? What was his name?
Rangers! All right, what do you say we get down to Green Tree and start sorting all this crap out?
Yeah.
Let's go!
Sounds like a swell idea, because there's breaking news.
I-72,
So it has, we still don't have an OC or a DC. Is that correct?
Who needs them?
That is correct. Okay. And what All is right. breaking a few minutes ago via the 24/7 guys, T-Rob will move on to Alabama.
Oh,
Sources
really?
Tell 24/7 Canes that Travaris Robinson will move on to Alabama.
Wow.
No more T-Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And it's not just it's not just losing him. It's that Saban comes in and just takes whoever he wants whenever he wants them. It's so like you. I wish at one point.
Irony?
What? No.
Irony?
Yes, there's irony here.
Yeah, well, listen.
There's huge irony.
The reality is, this is a brilliant move.
I get it.
This is a brilliant move by Saban to counteract the fact that Mario took the Miami gig, and he's got a recruiting issue in South Florida now. So
now he takes T-Rob is going to come down and recruit and compete against Mario. Man, I really wish that hadn't happened because the momentum was so good. And then Saban goes and gets one of the top recruiters on the team. Just when you think you can keep some of those kids home, especially defensive backs, now you got T-Rob going to Bama. Sucks.
T-Rob has recruited against us more than he recruited for us.
He's
always been a consummate thorn in our ass as far as recruiter.
Well, I'm curious. Now he's going,
but I said the irony part, Toast, irony part is that Mario left to align himself with Nick Saban. So when T-Rob comes to Mario and says, hey, I want to go over there, what do you think?
Well, but here's my question. So, I mean, what is his role at Alabama? This can't be a situation where we were outbid because apparently money is no object. So did he get a promotion because he was, just defensive backs coach here?
He was secondary.
Secondary.
I will say it.
So is he co-DC now or –
I don't know what he was going to get elevated to. I don't know what his role was going to be. And obviously, T-Rob's very sought after. Obviously, he was linked to a Georgia job. He was gone for Georgia. And now he's being linked to Alabama. I'm just saying, when you listen to this podcast, it will be Thursday morning when you read this. These reports are coming out around 8:14 p.m.
Yeah, I'm seeing it on Twitter
now. But I will say, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors on there. And they said T-Rob was going back to Georgia, which didn't happen. But it looks.
I will tell you one thing and one thing that will make this okay. And it'll even potentially make it better.
Oh?
Yeah.
What's that?
If Mario went and plucked Corey Raymond from Florida.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
all's fair.
That, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Because he's probably a better coach. I don't know if he's as far as recruiting, but he's a better coach. I mean, think of the defensive backs he's had at LSU over the last 15 years. And if you could go steal him from Florida, that'd be fun.
I'll give you another thing to make you feel better if we lose T-Rob. If, in fact, those reports are coming true. 102. You know what 102 is? The 102nd ranked passing defense.
That's what
we have.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
As great as a recruiter as he is, and listen, there was a massive uptick from what we were accustomed to the years prior to that. I'm not sitting there and some of the questions to put some of the guys out there, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot that we can improve from the 102nd best pass defense in the country. So, great recruiter, not taking anything against you. I think once he started to stack the room, stack the chips, I think you were going to see a lot more proof was in the pudding. I think Manny's the style of defense not being here is going to – the next guy could have a defense that's a lot more it preserves the back end instead of exposing the back end, but it's the 100th rate passing defense. Bring somebody else in. Come on, let's go. Move on.
Well, and also, I mean, listen, you got DVD that's kind of focused more on, and correct me if I'm wrong, he's focused more on cornerbacks in terms of recruiting, right? So, listen, you look at the stable of safeties we have right now. And for the when you look at that stable of safeties, we have at least a couple of future first-round draft picks if development goes as is expected. This, with Ed Reed, with the legacy of Sean Taylor, this is safe to you. I believe with these guys going through, as long as they perform the way we think they are, James Williams and the whole crew and Cam, I think this is going to be a pipeline for safeties. I'm not sure that you're going to need to have the world's best safety recruiter to get safeties at UM. I'm hoping. So, you know, maybe. I don't know. I'm grasping at shit.
Yeah, good. Fine. Corey Raymond would be fine. That's good. That's what I'm sticking with. That'll make me feel better.
Yeah, I'd love an OC. Yeah, I'd love a DC.
You know what? Speaking of OCDC, why don't we bring in Corey Raymond, and then while we're at it, why don't we just bring in Dan Mullen to call the offense?
Well, see, I was going to bring that up.
You really brought it up?
Well, I mean, listen, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I pegged him for an OC job in the NFL, and obviously the NFL hiring stuff is just starting to get warmed up. I think he's going to get at least a look, but, bro, I wouldn't hate having – listen, I know he doesn't like recruiting, but, bro, that man knows offense, and you have him here for just a year or two just so he can get another head coaching gig. I have no issue with Dan Mullen as long as I don't have to kiss his wife.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Is that a prerequisite? She's not allowed. She doesn't have the clout.
I think TBD wants to be doing that, but you know.
Your husband's OC. He's not the head coach, Sunshine.
TBD, just come here. Let me just kiss you for luck. Well, you know, it could be the Cosmic Peter principle, right? Dan Mullen, terrible head coach, right? Terrible, terrible head coach.
I won't say terrible. You know what? He had a good run in Mississippi State.
Whatever. You ever see his record against AP?
Yeah. I know. Yes.
He was like 2-25 before he got to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I laughed at that hire when they first made it, and he had a couple good seasons. Then Marco Wilson threw a shoe, and everything went off the haywire.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will back you up on that, though, Ro. People are laughing their asses off at us right now.
I'm telling you.
I would back you up on that 1,000%. If he just kept his mouth shut and called plays.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm in.
Yes. Yeah. It was his antics. But I will tell you, being a big Star Wars fan, you can bring that like Darth Vader shtick down here. I'll parade it, bro. Me and you can have lightsaber battles if you could go ahead and call plays. Peter Principle, they just promoted him to the highest levels of ineptitude. He's won championships as an offensive coordinator. You know what? Let's go. I mean, what other names? Because obviously one of the names that surfaced was Candle from Toledo. And I just want to say this as politely as I can. We dodged a bullet. All right.
Really?
I'll say it. Okay. I'm telling you. I watched a couple games, and it wasn't an upgrade over what we had with Rhett Lashley. I just didn't feel it. I didn't see it.
Well,
and I
don't the run game is an upgrade. Schematically,
you know what's
the run
funny? Because this is so funny. Because I think that was the attraction. Because guess what? They were the sixth in the country last year, nationally, sixth in the country, and sixth in the country, mind you, at yards per rush. So they had over 5 yards per rush. You know who was fifth? Florida with Dan Mullen. So I think Mario tends to like look at that stat, because if you can run successfully, if you can run over 5 yards a carry, right? Toledo was sixth. University of Florida was fifth last year. But here's the thing. Both of their records were terrible. It was a spread offense. If I could say it now, I was going to be in reserve mode, but I just last year, whoever was calling the plays for Toledo, I walked away from that not necessarily the most impressed guy. There was nothing that just blew my socks off. I'm like, all right, these are plays. Plus, I had some concerns. They were in the hundreds in protecting the quarterback. They had some real issues with their protection. I saw that at the beginning of the year.
Where did our offense finish rankings? Where do we finish ranked in offense?
We nationally. Ranked ahead of Toledo as well in terms of scoring offense.
What do you want to look at in particular? Well, no,
particular.
I mean,
Miami
question
was 23rd last year with 34 points a game. Toledo was right behind them at 26th at 33.4 points.
Okay,
a game.
So my question
so 30
then.
30-point offenses.
My question is it safe to, I mean, we're not really going to get a huge upgrade over Rhett Lashley. It wasn't a bad offense last year. Like, so, I mean, when you talk about it, not a big upgrade, I'm just hoping to get someone that is maybe a teeny bit better, but comparable to, I mean, he's one of the better offensive play callers in the nation. You're not going to get a huge upgrade over Rhett Lashley.
Nope. You know, I mean, you got to look at some of the better scoring offenses that you saw last year. Obviously, Ohio State. Western Kentucky had a phenomenal year. I mean, they just chucked it all over the yard.
I mean, that dude was...
Got a promotion, went to Texas Tech.
Single season record.
Yep. Pittsburgh with Mark Whipple, who just got promoted to Nebraska, mind you. You turn around, you have Wake Forest had a phenomenal year. There was only five 40-point a game offenses, and there they were. Ohio State, Western Kentucky, Pitt, Wake Forest, Coastal Carolina, Alabama was just outside of that. And Georgia, for their defensive prowess, they still had 38.6 points a game. So they were still better offensively than the University of Miami.
What is your over under? When do you think we're going to have an OC in DC? Like, are we talking days, February?
Nah, a couple weeks. 2 to 3 weeks.
February.
You think after the NFL season's wrapped up for the most part?
I mean, I still think no that he's poking around. I mean, he's doing his diligence, obviously. You know, I mean, when he hired, if you look at when he hired his guys when he got to Oregon, hired him in February. So he's not, you know, Manny hired his guys in, if you want to go back to that just for reference, 6 or 7 days, I'm guessing. But it was fast. Mario doesn't want to have to change things. He wants guys who fit his scheme. He's going to interview everybody and everybody and everybody, or who he sees fit. He might interview 3, 4, 5 times. Who knows? We don't know the process. All that we know is that it's thorough. And I've seen videos of him talking about his process and how they need to fit the scheme and his philosophy and who they are as men and how they are as recruiters. He wants the guy who fits, who checks all the boxes with the most prowess. And you're seeing the diligence. Look, I don't care. Me personally, I don't care. I don't know why everybody's so worked up about when he's going to hire somebody, who he's going to. Who cares? There's no football being played. Let him do his thing, and then we'll talk about it.
I am all for him hiring a staff that will not require him to clean house on one side of the ball every year.
I was going to hire a whole staff next year, right?
Saying, I could go when it's just we got to replace one or two guys because they got promoted or hired away or for whatever reason. That would work for me. So we got some Kane stuff going on. It is something when this fan base comes together in a united purpose and forms the head of a spear. Because then you can ask people like Darren Rovell how it feels when that spear goes right through your forehead. Wow. Like, bro. I'm concerned that we're still looking for his body.
Bro, the national backlash.
Oh.
Right? I mean, the UM contingent just stepped on his throat, and then the national media just started throwing pebbles at him.
Yeah.
And laughed at his body as we dragged it across the, the street. Like, you don't mess with my family, bro.
That's what it is.
See, I know this. I know this. We fight. We bicker. We get a rep sometimes. But, bro, when you come after the U, like it is Savage Nation. It is wonderful to see. Like, we form Voltron, bro. It is like, I'll form the head, you form the right arm, and Scoop go grab the sword, because we're about to go chop this mofo into half. And it was brilliant to see. They had him talking in circles. Next thing you know, he's defending, like, that he has, you know, memorabilia from MLK and the Rosa Parks. Like, how do we even get there? Like, what? Like, what are you doing? Like, this isn't normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not normal. You're not a normal human being. Normal human beings don't do that. But you put your and what was the original? What was the root cause? The fact that he came out and he had a problem with Miami and Mr. Ruiz, who's doing wonderful work around the community. He is basically in a position where he can help a lot of people, providing NIL deals, and then this guy, Rovell, comes out and makes it seem like it's marked the date. This is the date that college football died. And we had an issue with it because I'm like, did you not just see what Texas just did with their offensive linemen? Did you not just see what Texas A&M did to get their class? But you want to go ahead and complain because this guy just, you know, has the ability to sign kids on the roster NIL deals. Go pound sand and take your memorabilia with you because nobody believes you, you hack.
So, I mean,
all that.
Yeah, all that.
All that. I mean, I'm like, bro, you just need to go, you need to log off.
Well, he actually replied to me at one point.
You came at the wrong university. Yeah. I don't
like, listen, you can use semantics all you want, bro, but everyone knows that initial tweet, you were implying that it was a shell company set up to do some dirty shit. That's what you were implying. We all know that's what you were. We're not dumbasses. We can read between the lines. Just admit it. And we came at your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
That's fucking great. That spaces was insane. And let me just say,
I'll give him credit for that.
I give him credit for showing up because 99, as I said, 99% of reporters never would have gone near that after what had happened to him. But you talk about people just running to a fight, bro. Obviously, you mess with one Ruiz, all five just come at your ass because they were he sprinted into the middle of that octagon.
Oh, yeah. So funny.
Yes, they did. Yes,
good
they
stuff.
Did.
Speaking of Mr. Ruiz and giving out NILs, I saw that there is a lifelong commitment on the table.
Yes,
to one DBC. Well deserved,
Danny Boy Kane.
Well deserved,
100%.
I hope he probably won't take the money. I hope he takes the money because he deserves the money.
He does.
Go get your money. I think it's brilliant. Pretty cool.
Listen, there are that dude has taken a lot of shit from a lot of people within this fan base for a lot of fucking years, and a lot of it was flat out cruel. Comes a point when you stop beating a dead horse, and a lot of folks didn't want to do that. This is almost karma. Good for you, DBC. You fucking deserve every single, and I hope you get the Barstool one too. Like, good for you, man. You have dealt with so much shit, and he's a good guy, dude. He's a good human being.
Yeah,
he deserves it all.
If he has one fault, he loves the Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah.
We all delusion. Do. It's lip service, but he drinks. He would run a space for 365 days, 24 hours, and he would talk nothing about University of Miami Hurricane. I've had nothing but pleasant conversations with him publicly, privately. And DBC, if you're listening, You didn't take the money from Barstool, which I understand. It doesn't look like you're going to take this money, too. And you heard Scoop. But if you're not going to keep it for yourself, then you have the ability to give it to other people. And that's what you need to think of. You could have your own NIL that you give to players who need it.
There you go.
So if you have that ability, DBC, even though you're not looking to it because it doesn't seem like you are, and I commend that. That's a remarkable human being to turn that down. But at least contemplate that. Okay, because if you're in a position to help other people, maybe you can go ahead and do that. All right, DBC? But good job, man. We're proud of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was the best thing that came out of last night.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're taking this, the space, the fear, right? Stratosphere, but the space of fear. We're doing that after this show. Two of us are jumping in.
Yeah, so when you guys listen to this, we will have done a Spaces with Sean O'Dare. And Tyler Van Dyke, QB1. We're going to talk about the party that's happening in about 10 days from now.
January 29th. Yeah.
January 29th at the Tank Brewing Company in Miami. 7 to 8 will be a signing session. $25 signature and photo with Mr. TVD. He'll be there from 7 to 8. At 8 o'clock, we're doing a live show, and he'll be on with us then as well. Also,
I had a couple people that asked me, how do they reserve a spot or get their spot for the signing from 7 to 8? I said very simply, be there at 7 o'clock. The line will form. They're like, how do I do the money? I'm like, you will do a personal Venmo between you and TVD. We are not involved. OBB is not.
Correct.
We're not involved.
Or you can give them cash.
Or you can do cash with them. Exactly. But this is a business thing between you and TVD. That's why. So just be there at 7 and get there early because – I think they're probably going to cap it. So you want, if you definitely want
to
make sure you get
cap it 200 for the signature session. There's no cap as far as afterwards and the show.
Right.
The show starts at 8. Tyler will be on with us for about an hour thereabouts. Also, Beaton the Bookie will be there as a special guest as well. We'll have him on. He'll get his little throne there with his fancy rope around his couch, and he can sit there like a king, the king he is. I don't have any picks for you, but I will tweet out. There's nothing to play because the games aren't out. The picks aren't out for tomorrow. But tomorrow we'll tweet out a pick or two for you. Thursday, we'll tweet out a pick.
And it is a totally family-friendly thing, so you do not need to get a babysitter. You can bring the kiddies along regardless of age. Family-friendly venue, so you're all good. So everybody can show up. It'll be a good time. I just got the alert that your Spaces starts in 29 minutes.
Oh, there is no cover charge. So
no, there is
free.
No cover charge. Yes.
It's free unless you want the
and
signing and autographs at the end of the photography session.
Correct, and then you have to pay for the food and the booze.
Unless you're less than 21, because you have to be over 21 and you need to drink responsibly.
Right, but Uber. If you're under 21, you can get a Coke or like a Mountain Dew maybe or like a Sprite.
Or
you know,
Shirley Temple. Water.
Soda Pop. Shirley Temple, there you go.
You got some pop.
Soda Pop.
Also, quickly, a little more business. While we're at it, please go to sportspodcastawards.com and vote for the Orange Bowl Boys under Best College Sports Podcast. We would thoroughly enjoy that. Appreciate that, I should say. We would enjoy then the hopeful victory we would get from that. So sportspodcastawards.com.
Week later, where are we?
We are still in first place.
We are still in first, but I don't know how big of a margin we have. It doesn't tell you total votes. It just tells you,
Yeah, we're getting some heavy hitters. So it was like the John Boy show and stuff like that. He came up and he like kind of like hijacked one of our threads.
He did.
He's like, well,
I
check out our pod.
Our show's pretty good.
Our show's pretty good.
Bro, go back to your own TL.
Yeah, right? I didn't see that he came out on our thing. That's an issue.
Yeah,
we'll have to block his ass.
Yeah.
You know, Rich Eisen's got he's in one of the categories for best pro football podcast. So, yeah, there's some big – Stu Gotz is in one of the categories, one of the Meadowlark podcasts.
If we get a trophy
podcasts.
Or a plaque, the thing is we either got to break it in three pieces or we're going to just, like, clone it because, you know, I want to put it, like, back there. I need to, increase. We got to get Scoop's background kicked ass. But,
you know what?
Yeah, at least
it,
I got some
pictures.
It pisses
me off because we can't have the things – and I haven't redone it back. It just nuts.
Here's the deal. The biggest mover, right now we're in first place. The biggest mover up five spots is Nolcast now in fifth place. So they're making their move. Obviously, they are starting to pay attention. Athletes Unfiltered, which is funny because that is the Adrian Martinez Nebraska quarterback podcast. Mm-hmm. So that's who is in second place behind us right now.
It's not easy, boys and girls. I've seen a lot of you start podcasting. Yeah. It's not easy.
Scoop, listen, bro. I'm sorry. How you doing? The news that came out yesterday.
I knew that this was happening.
Well, why don't you tell them what happened?
Our buddy Scoop Martell, Tate Martell, retired from football. I was told that was happening a few months ago.
Okay.
By somebody who's close with him. So I've had time to process this.
Puzzle.
Yeah. I've had time to.
You talk to Kiki?
To what? Puzzle. To get past and through my emotions and come to grips with the fact that he's going to he's going in a different direction.
So let me ask you a question.
It's Dan Enos' fault.
Fault. Who? Like if we? So he went to three programs: Ohio State, Miami, and then the last stop at UNLV. How much percentage of blame are we putting on those three programs in terms of who broke Tate? Because I got
it's 150. It's 150% Dan Enos' fault.
That's right. Throwing assessment. His grip assessment.
He couldn't throw a spiral after that.
You can tell me otherwise. Because before that dude got
before
here.
Before you mess with him.
Yeah.
Before he got here,
mm-hmm.
he could ball. Mm-hmm. And he could throw. I watched it. With my own eyes, kid lit it up when he got a chance to play at Ohio State. He was 46-0 in high school. It's not that the kid couldn't throw the ball. Dan Enos gets a hold of him, and all of a sudden he sucks.
You've ruined him.
Ruined the kid.
Broke him badly. Like, oh.
Oh.
I believe there is legal... I think Tate Martell should be allowed to sue Dan Enos in civil court for fucking ruining a football career. Like, I mean, there's millions of dollars he could have had, at least in NIL money. I mean, I think he should be able to sue Dan Enos. 100%.
I should be able to sue him for being me losing my fandom.
For pain and suffering.
Yeah, pain and suffering.
Emotional despair.
Oh, there is a libel suit.
Yeah.
Libel suit.
I just think there was a vex at the Heck Center. I mean, literally, if you think about it, we had a punter in Feagles who forgot how to punt.
That's right.
We had a kicker who forgot how to kick in Baxa. And we had a quarterback who forgot how to throw spirals
in
Tate Martell. We've seen wide receivers who forgot how to catch. It's like
it's true.
Something just happens. Something just happens.
Like, yeah, there was a
just
curse.
Wake up one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some facts.
No, we needed to do what the Major League thing, like kill like five chickens and, you know, dance around in circles. And yeah, there was a curse.
Joe 100%. Boo needs another refill. Exactly. Yeah, Joe Boo needs another refill.
Dan Enos is.
You know, if I have my chart. I'm sorry, Scoop.
What?
I'm sorry. You got to when you get a, I want to say, less than desirable nickname by the University of Miami fan base. We were talking about how we unite like the orange and green Voltron.
Yeah.
You had Mandy, Coach Mandy. And then you had Coach Pinos.
Dan Pinos.
Oh, you don't. You had Patke your bags.
Hey, baby.
Which, by the way, congratulations. Yeah, you got a job.
Got his bags back.
I don't even know where that school is.
It is in Texas. It's in Texas. It is actually the biggest Catholic university in the country. It is an FCS.
Oh, good for you.
And he'll do great there. Incarnate good something or whatever. Yeah.
Good for him. What I want to say before we move on is we have layers. We have rankings of coaches on this staff that I would rank as my least favorite on down.
Mm-hmm.
And D'Onofrio has always been at the top for me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But with this news coming out, Enos has elevated himself to number one decade.
He's number one seed now?
He is now at the top of my least favorite coaches to ever coach down here at Green Tree.
Dorito, and that's
and Dorito
his
name. Is down
Dorito. Oh, and actually they called him Turkey Tits. They did call him Turkey Tits.
Speaking of former players, congratulations to Nesta. He landed with Herm Edwards, man, at Arizona State. Looking good
playoffs.
In that yellow uniform. Hell yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what.
That's not Herm.
That's, not anymore? Herm's not
well, no, that's
anymore?
Mora was playoffs. Wasn't Mora playoffs?
Yes.
Playoffs?
You play to win the game.
Play to win the game.
Oh, my goodness. What a goof.
Yeah. But,
that was awesome.
Nesta is going to love Tempe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun campus. Okay. I've heard, I know folks that
there
went there. It's a fun campus.
There's nothing wrong with being at Arizona State.
No. No, yeah. Rich, listen,
they
for the majority
the
of my-
same way, too. They're all clones. They're all clones.
Well-
They're the same. Like, what the heck is
going
on?
It's almost like a pinup. It's almost like a pinup calendar when you're on that campus.
It is. Yeah. Doesn't matter which way you look.
Yeah, the sound bites, the sound clips that are so inappropriate playing in my mind right now that I'll never say.
Oh God!
So
all right, should we?
My goodness.
Anything else you guys want to hit before we get into five questions?
No, nope, I'm good.
So listen, I promise you guys that one of these drops, we're gonna drop an episode. And we're gonna have an OC and a DC. Like it will happen. It will happen. We just don't know when.
You know, it's funny too, because the candle news was breaking, and I immediately got like squared in to do a conference call because we were gonna talk about this. I was gonna go, you know, break down some plays. Mm-hmm. I watched some games. I got kicked off. I'm sorry. You can come, but mm-hmm. I think we're just going to talk recruiting. Nah, they're great guys. If you're listening, I'll see you soon. Hey, I was on a boat the other day, mm-hmm. and I lost a hat. A U hat. The same one you're wearing, Toast.
Yep. Okay.
The same one you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Flew off my head, mm-hmm. and it's somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean right now.
Yep.
Okay. Just, I'm sure it got swept out to sea. But I didn't panic. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I can always replace it at Caneswear.
100%.
You can see them at their Davies store location. You can shop online. They're the everything store for everything Canes. Brett, Kenny, the boys, they're going to hook you up. And I didn't panic. And that's the truth. My hat flew off my head on a boat in the Atlantic Ocean. And I immediately said to myself, I'm going to go back to Caneswear and buy another one. And that's what I'll do.
Also, friendly reminder that we are just weeks away from Super Bowl 56, and that's a fun game to bet on. So you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now, use promo code TPPN, and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code TPPN for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required, one per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And admit it.
Last but not least, BeatingTheBookie.com Amex Championship. All the golf plays. He hit another first round leader winner at +4,000 last week.
Dude.
Come on, guys. He's got the golf. He's killing NCAA basketball, hockey, everything. Go in, get whatever package you want. Get all of them. Get one of them. Go make yourself some money. Beating the bookie, at beating the bookie, beatingthebookie.com.
All right. Well, then let's go ahead and we will do five questions.
Oh, wow, I love this bit, man. I love the music you're putting these days. I'm feeling it.
You got to have a little beat underneath. You know, come on now.
Yeah. All right. Five questions.
Question number uno. What's something very rare that people think is very common? What's something very rare that people think
is
very
common? Can I reverse this?
No, you can't reverse it.
No,
you answered that question. No, this is Scoop.
So
you behave your fucking self. You behave yourself and do the goddamn bit the way it's designed.
I'm going to reverse it.
Oh, my God.
What's something very common that people think is very rare?
It's a whole different question.
But it's a
question
I like.
All right, answer that one.
Answer that
one. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God, you're so fucking hype.
Billionaires.
All right, Ro, what's something very rare that people think is very common?
Human decency.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I got one. Sense. Okay. Common sense.
Yeah, common sense.
That's incredibly rare.
Most people, when it comes to common sense, they still need change coming.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Scoop, I'm going to read this question. It's a long question, so do me a favor and try not to switch this one around.
Okay. All right.
The Earth is no longer habitable. A ship is leaving the planet, and its limited inhabitants are selected based off of occupational practicality. What job title is the least likely to be selected to go on the ship?
I'll go last.
Okay. Scoop, you got an answer, or should I go first?
No, you can go. I'm thinking.
This is very easy for me. The first thing that popped into my head. Fucking politicians. Bye-bye. No need for any of you on the new planet. Bye-bye.
Like it. Scoopy?
Realtors.
Wow.
They're going to need realtors on the new planet.
I'm not so sure.
Some real prime. All right, my answer? I don't really think on this new planet you're going to need the occupation of Florida State head football coach. Just saying.
Yeah, this new planet demands over 500 football. Absolutely, yeah. So there's no place for FSU.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No place for you, little Mike.
Next up, what film that is widely thought of as being rubbish do you actually enjoy?
I think Grandma's Boy is fantastic.
I love that fucking movie. I love that movie.
What is it?
A good movie.
Was it trashed?
Grandma's Boy.
Was it trashed by a lot of people?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think it's like rubbish unless you're like my, kind of personality and you're like consummate 3-year-old. Love that movie. How much does clothes cost in The Matrix, JP?
All right.
Sweet car bed.
I don't know. I have one, but I don't know if people think it's rubbish. I think it's just pretty obscure. So maybe think it's rubbish. Which is Lucky Number 11.
Well, I've heard of that one.
I'm a huge fan of that movie. Josh Hartnett.
God, what happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Morgan Freeman and
solid.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, damn.
Solid.
The movie's awesome.
Lucky Number 11?
11.
Yes.
Yeah, Lucky Number 11. Name of a horse.
Oh. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For me, man, damn, what movie? I didn't have an answer already pre-thought up for this one. What film is right here? Yeah. I would. You know what? I don't know if it's thought of as being rubbish. I know that I have gotten conversations where folks hate this movie, and I love it. Point Break.
Oh, who hates Point Break?
Oh, I've met people that I guess there are people that can't stand early Keanu Reeves.
Correct.
Like Bill and Ted, Keanu Reeves, that like once Matrix, then it was like Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey. Yeah.
I mean, that's all he had.
It's all he had, really. It's
that's
true.
That's all it was. Like, that character really was like, holy shit. Uh-huh.
What? Wild
How
stallions.
Did this guy get this part?
Wild stallions.
I get that. Oh. I get it.
Dude, I heard a funny story about
so
him.
So cool.
I heard a funny story about him. He went on Bill and Ted's because George Carlin was in that movie with him. And he asked George Carlin for his autograph. And George Carlin wrote, fuck you, Keanu, George Carlin. And Keanu for years was like, oh, my God, that's so cool. He wrote, fuck you, Keanu. And then he found out that that's how George always signed autographs. Fuck you, your name, George Carlin.
Yeah. Oh.
Good shit. All right. Who's up?
George Carlin.
Who's up?
You.
No, we did it.
All right. I'll ask this one.
Okay.
What is your most controversial food opinion?
Okay.
I have one.
All right, go ahead.
Go.
Bacon is overrated.
Yeah, I'll just stop the podcast now. I can just stop it now, and we don't have to go on. Like, what?
Like,
bro.
It's the most universal food
like,
in the
world.
Right?
Like, you eat bacon with everything.
Here's the
thing. It's breakfast. It's on lunch. It's for dinner.
I love bacon. I love bacon
on a
BLT.
Oh, BLT's
or the best sandwich. Or a breakfast sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
But too many pieces of bacon by itself kind of
awesome.
Sucks.
No. No, it doesn't.
Oh, no.
It really does.
No.
Yeah.
No, like, so we'll cook a big breakfast, Jen, like on a Sunday morning. And because we have Stella, so Stella always has to get at least a couple of pieces of bacon. So she'll cook a bunch of bacon, and there'll be bacon left over. And she'll just leave it on the stove on a plate. And throughout the day, man, you walk in, oh, yeah, grab a piece of bacon. No.
Keto friendly, too.
Yeah, man.
Keto. Yeah.
Get some nitrates going.
Too much.
So do you need your bacon a little bit more well done, or do you like it when it's a little chewy?
Oh, yeah, crispy, yeah. Crispy.
Ooh, I like it when it's a little chewy sometimes.
Ooh, really?
I like a mix of
both. Disgusting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's like eating a pig's tail.
I know, it's weird. That's controversial. I'll go with I don't know if this is controversial or not, but I think Thai food is trash.
Really?
Trash.
You know how trash I think Thai food is?
Trash.
I won't even have it. Never tried it. Won't do it.
Trash.
Okay. All right.
That's my controversial food take.
Sorry, so here's mine.
Second. I think Latin food is kind of like redundant. I really do.
You can't have enough pork.
I love it.
Beans and rice.
Yeah, it's pork, beans and rice.
Every day of my life.
Okay, yeah.
And a banana.
Yeah.
That's what I'm having tonight.
I stand them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's redundant. Right, so
that's my second one. Plantains suck.
I love plantains.
I like plantains too.
I love asparagus and mushrooms. Asparagus is my favorite vegetable. All right, anyways, my most controversial food opinion, and this is actually a new one. I got over Christmas. We went up to New Haven, and for the first time, I ate pizza at the original Frank Pepe's. And I am now never going to eat fucking non-Frank Pepe's pizza ever again. Like, because there's no... What I've been eating is garbage compared to what those motherfuckers
have going on. I know what you're talking about.
It ruined pizza for me, bro. We went to the Northeast once a week. It ruined pizza for me.
So listen. Give it time. I know where you're at. Because I went to the Northeast. I went to Staten Island. I went to the city. My cousin took me to the best pizza places. Mm-hmm. I went back to the original pizza place that I'd get down here once a week.
Yeah.
It tasted like cardboard, and they just put like ragu on it.
Yeah,
I was like,
ketchup and cheese. Yeah.
This is the worst pizza. It took me about 3 months before my taste buds stopped acting out against me, and I could finally eat the cardboard pizza. And in it's back. Okay. And you try like, hey, can you make it a little more well done this time? You try different toppings, but you're just prolonging. I mean, it'll happen for you, buddy. It'll happen. But I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh. All right.
Last question. What's an old person activity that you thoroughly enjoy?
Shuffleboard.
When's the last time you both played shuffleboard?
I mean, like 10 years
15?
Ago?
Well, then you can't thoroughly
so
enjoy
fun.
It.
Yes, you can.
You've done it for 15
so
years.
Much fun.
Listen, when I see you put it on the top
on it,
spot,
mm-hmm. scoot it down there,
and then I knock yours off.
Yeah.
It's the best. Let me knock you off. I mean, It's fun. I love shuffleboard.
It's a great game.
Why did I just sound like Christopher Walken? I love shuffleboard. It's cowbell. Come on.
Oh my goodness. Toast?
Shuffleboard is just curling for people in the sun. That's all it is.
Fine.
And we're going to make that Olympic team too. Right. Let's go. Yeah.
My favorite old person activity that I thoroughly enjoy, taking naps.
I was going to say falling fucking asleep naps. In his chair.
No, yes. Oh, yeah. Fucking balls, yes.
With your slippers. With your slippers.
Oh, yeah.
And a pipe.
All I'm missing is the pipe.
Oh, you got a robe?
I got a robe. I got my slippers on. I got my dog between my legs. Yeah, I'm good. I am good.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
boy. No. Have the wife make me up some soft food, and I'll be good to go.
That's right.
See, this is when the off season's great.
Keep your dentures out.
I love five questions.
Five questions.
I posted this. So on Three, the recruiting site, when it comes to, I guess they don't do crystal balls. They do a prediction index. And so for Shamar Stewart, A&M had been in the 85 percentile, and we were down at like 13%. Well, over the last week, that has moved considerably, where now it's like 65% to like 30-something percent. So we're gaining. I don't know if that's true, but, you know, that dude.
I think the size of him. Visit.
He is enormous.
Oh, massive. He's enormous. We got some big puppies coming into this class. Boy. I will say this. If he goes to make an announcement with hats on the table and you see like a Jacksonville State hat, be afraid.
Yeah, Jackson State. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Like, it's the kiss of death these days. Like, you don't want that hat on the table.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
It's so weird.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Bad things happen when Jackson State hats show up on tables of your recruits.
I didn't even know. I called it Jacksonville State, which is not a state.
No. All right. So that does it. Reminder. Seriously, go into your calendar. It is a Saturday night, January 29th, at Tank Brewing. A perfect date night for if you're dating someone or if you want to bring the family out, get out of the house. Boom, let's go. And we hopefully will see you guys out there beginning at 7 o'clock. Live podcast begins at 8. And you guys enjoy yourselves on your spaces tonight.
Oh, we're going to lock it down.
All right.
All right, let's name this bad boy. I got it.
What? What do we name? Oh, wow.
I have an idea.
What do you got?
I love shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard. All right.
I'm down.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Yep. It was either that or bacon sucks. So I figured
We want people to actually download and listen to the podcast.
I didn't think you'd put that in there.
So, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Bacon sucks. God, you're awful. All right. That does it for us, kids. We'll see you guys next week. Oh, reminder, you can always sign up for Club OBB. Just go to patreon.com/orangebowlboys. $5 a month to get into our special chat, and you'll get some added content that comes out periodically. So that is patreon.com/orangebowlboys.
And that Patreon $5 subscription is about to be the best deal on the market because it's about to grow and grow and grow exponentially so. So.
That too.
Yes.
We also, before we get out of here, I know we don't talk a lot of college basketball on this show, but the Canes got something going on right now. Watsco Center was packed the other night, destroyed UNC, and we own Tobacco Road now. We beat UNC by, 30? Beat Duke a couple weeks ago, got FSU this weekend. Still not ranked, though, somehow, so we'd like to see that get resolved, but good job by Coach L. He has definitely turned it around after last year, and things are looking very, very well. Leading the ACC right now, so props to you. Hopefully they can knock off FSU. I believe that game is either Friday or Saturday night.
And they got hosed last time they played, too. That was a terrible
The only loss in the ACC, was a total hose job. Total.
Yeah. Refs stole that one from
fucking refs. Whatever. ACC refs are consistent. Football and basketball, they both suck.
Yeah.
That was nice. All right. We're going to wrap this bad boy up because you guys got plans. As always, go Canes.
Help!
Bang. That's another episode in the books. The Orange Bowl Boys are brought to you by Ed Morse Automotive Group. Visit edmorse.com.